朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。If he just wants to serve God, he could serve God in heaven.
真的，他在天上侍奉神更容易。
It's much easier for him to serve God in heaven.
为什么要来到地上？
But why did he come to earth?
有什么是他很重要的使命？他说，正如人子来是要服侍人。
One important ministry that he has is to serve man.
耶稣居然要服侍你，要服侍我，服侍我们这样子的人。
Jesus came to serve you and me.
哦，弟兄姊妹，你在一路上看见耶稣服侍他们。
All the way you see Jesus serve people.
就连主耶稣被卖的那一夜。
Even the night that Jesus was betrayed.
哎呀，大家为了逾越节宴席，就跟我们搞火锅一样哈，这个又买菜又杀牛，又是用这个做很多事情，很多这个十几个要吃的饭。
They were preparing for the Passover dinner, just like we prepare for the Hapa dinner.
大家可能都很累了。
So probably everyone was exhausted.
大家都想好好吃一顿。
And then they wanted to have a good meal.
然后你想着吃到一半的时候，耶稣突然离席起来。
But halfway through the dinner.Jesus rose.
他脱下他的衣服，锁上带子，他开始为每一个人洗脚。
Took off his garment and girded himself and washed disciples' feet.
哦，弟兄姊妹啊，洗脚这件事情是当时连仆人都不太做的事情。
So washing feet is something so lowly that even the slaves would not like to do.
怎么可能这么伟大的万有的主宰，居然为这些渺小的人洗脚？
How is it possible that this master of the universe wash men's feet?
更不要说当天晚上耶稣就要被卖被抓，第二天要被钉了。
And that night was the night that Jesus was going to be betrayed and crucified.
哦，弟兄姊妹啊，当我们如果稍微深入一点去想每一个故事的背景，把我们摆在里面的时候
，If we take all these stories and then go deeper and then place ourselves into story,
我们心里面就要感动。
Then our hearts would be moved.
门徒们真的是我们的排行榜，谁是老大，谁最大。
And then the disciples care and argue was who would be the greatest.
门徒们在乎的是我坐首位还是坐哪里？我跟耶稣坐的位置是如何
？What they care about is where they're gonna sit on the throne with Jesus.
门徒们所在乎的是谁去买菜，谁去切菜，谁来煮汤，谁来洗碗
？What the disciples care about is who's going to go for shopping, who's going to wash dishes.
但是你却发现耶稣在这里，在众人都吃的时候，他就起来为每一个人洗脚。
But yet while everyone was having dinner, Jesus rose and washed.
主耶稣说：“你们称我为主，为夫子。”
Lord Jesus says, "You call me Master, Rabbi."
我尚且洗你们的脚。
And yet I wash your feet.
你们也当这样彼此洗脚。
Therefore, you ought to wash each other's feet.
好，我给你们做了榜样，要教你们照着我所行的去行。
I've given you an example. Do as I do.
好，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，约翰福音十三章就把耶稣这个洗脚的故事这么深刻的描写在我们的面前。
So John chapter 13 gives this very good description of the story of Jesus washing their feet.
所以一个真正有爱的人
Someone who really have love
他在服侍的事情上他绝对不是被动
So when he or she serves they will not be passive
当他真正有爱的时候他就巴不得为他所爱的人能够多做一些事情
So when we have love then we will want to do more for the ones we love
主耶稣就为我们立了所有一个最好的榜样
Jesus has given us the best example.
虽然他不久以后有那么大的一个苦难要领到他。
Even though after a short while he was going to suffer great.
他没有在这里要求他们要来了解他，要来同情他，要来服侍他。
But he did not demand them to understand and sympathize with him or serve him.
我要走了，你们愿意为我洗个脚吗？
He didn't say, "I'm about to depart. Are you willing to wash my feet?"
明天早上我要死在十字架上了，你们有没有什么话要说
？Do you have anything to say to me tomorrow? I'm going to be crucified.
主耶稣放下他自己所有的需要，他所有的感觉，他所有可能要面对的问题，他就是一心的要叫他周围的人得祝福。
So Jesus laid down all of his issues, his concerns, and all his worries and thoughts, and his needs, and just to bless others around him.
我是你们的主。
I'm your Lord.
我是你们的夫子。
I'm your Rabbi.
我尚且洗你们的脚。
And yet I wash your feet.
你们也当彼此洗脚。
Therefore, wash each other's feet.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这就是为什么我说着，如果这真是我们的家，没有一个人可以在这个家中没有服侍。
So as I said, if this is really our home, then no one in this home.Will go without any service.
而且没有一个人应该是被别人逼着叫着我们才来服侍。
And no one will be forced or pushed to serve.
主耶稣这么伟大的生命。
This great life of Jesus.
哎呀，这么大的痛苦在前面。
And then right in front of him waits for him the greatest pain.
做了这么卑微的事情。
And yet he did something so lowly.
这是最后的晚餐。
This is the last supper.
我们来看最后的早餐。
So let's look at the last breakfast.
到了约翰福音二十一章的时候。
And John chapter 21.
你看见门徒们为了耶稣被钉十字架，他们非常的灰心。
The disciples were very discouraged because Jesus was crucified.
而且请大家注意哈。约翰福音二十一章的背景是他们这些门徒们都已经知道耶稣复活了。
Let's remember the background of John chapter 21. All these disciples already knew Jesus has resurrected.
他们不仅仅知道耶稣复活，而且曾经看过复活的耶稣了。
Not only that they knew Jesus has resurrected from the dead, they have seen the resurrected Jesus.
耶稣复活以后四十天在地上，一共十次向门徒显现。
40 days after he resurrected, he appeared to the disciples 10 times.
五次是发生在第一天复活日的那一天，礼拜天，主耶稣就五次在不同的地方向不同人显现。
5 times Jesus appeared on the first Lord's Day, the first Sunday to his disciples.
第六次是隔了一个礼拜以后，又向十一个门徒们显现过。
And then the sixth time happened a week after.And then he appeared to the disciples again. To all 11.
约翰福音二十一章所发生的事情是在第六次显现之后了。
And then what happened to John chapter 21 was after his sixth appearance to the disciples.
哦，弟兄姊妹们，这些门徒们因为不能够像在从前一样天天看得见耶稣、摸得着耶稣。
But these disciples could not see Jesus or touch Jesus every day like before.
哦，他们一下子群龙无首，他们一下子好像散了。这个失了方向，失了中心的。
All of a sudden, they were kind of lost, without being having a leader.
他们里面常常被一些灰心、一些无助、一些无望，又胜不过自己的软弱和害怕，这些事情困扰。
They were probably feeling helpless, hopeless, and that cannot overcome the weakness they have.
你就晓得那一段时间，明明主耶稣告诉他们说，你们要在耶路撒冷等候，只等到上头来的能力。
So even though the Lord Jesus already told them to wait at Jerusalem until the power from above.
明明耶稣说你们要往加利利我们所约的山上在那边等我见我。
And even though the Lord already said that, go to Galilee, to the mountain I appointed to wait for me and see.
你看这些人却居然说我们打鱼去，就一伙七个人都去了。
But yet these people, they were saying, okay, let's go fishing. All 7 of them went together.
哦，个个都是伟大的使徒啊。
They were all great.
彼得、安德烈、雅各、约翰、这个多马，哦，每个都是很有名的。
They were all great apostles. At that time, they were all went fishing.
弟兄姊妹，当他们那天灰心自弃的时候
，That day when they were so discouraged.
他们想算了。
They were saying, forget it.
这条路太难走了。
This way is too hard.
又看不见他了。
We can't see him anymore.
知道他什么时候会出现，不出现。
How will we know when he will appear or not appear?
而且他说他要到父那里去了。
And now he's going to the Father.
哦，弟兄姊妹，他们越想越觉得前途不知道怎么走，就是算了，回去了，打鱼去。
The more they think about it, the more they fear for their future. So they said, "Let's go fishing."
那彼得说一声打鱼去，其他六个跟着都去了。
As Peter says, "Let's go fishing," all the others follow.
这个，所以我们这个弟兄团契很重要哈。
So the brothers' fellowship is very important.
说打鱼去就都打鱼去了。
If someone says let's go fishing, all will follow.
你发现他们就跑去打鱼。
So they went fishing.
整夜没有打到鱼。
All night they caught nothing.
整夜打不到鱼。
All night they caught nothing.
你晓得天还没有亮的时候。
Before dawn.
主耶稣已经站在岸边。
Jesus was already on the shore.
主耶稣说：“小姊妹，你们有吃的没有
？”Says little ones, do you have anything to eat?
小姊妹，你知道耶稣讲这些话的时候带着全什么爱
？You know that Jesus said this with nothing but love.
他明明自己几天以前才经历了十字架这么惨绝人寰的酷刑。
Only a few days ago, he suffered the cruelty on the cross.
他的伤痕，那些痛的经历，我想都历历在目。
I'm sure the feeling of pain was still fresh.
可是他却爱这些人。
But yet he loved these people.
他心里面所在乎的人，而不是说看看我的钉痕，而是说你们有吃的没？
What he cared about was, do you have any food?
对着这一批似乎好像已经又放弃他。又背叛他的这些门徒们，他没有任何的责备。
To these disciples who seem to have forgotten about him or abandoned him, he did not have any reproach.
哦，对那些已经绝望了，觉得这条路太难走了，我不走了，我不干了。
To those who have given up, thinking this way is too hard, too difficult.
耶稣充满了爱。
The Lord Jesus was full of love toward them.
就像有一次我听穆迪神学院院长这个讲道的时候，他说那天耶稣显现的时候，整船的。不是不干的人。
As I heard a message from the chairman of Moody Institute, he says that day when Jesus appeared, the ship was full of people
Critter,
who gave up.
那个 creatures.
They were all creatures. It's a ship
full of creatures.
So,
通通不干的人。啊，整条船上的人都是不干的，要去打鱼了。
So everyone quit and went back to fishing.
耶稣没有用责备，耶稣没有用道理来挽回他们，耶稣就是用爱把他们挽回回来。
The Lord Jesus did not rebuke them, with any doctrines or principles, but he restored them with love.
问他们有吃的没有
？Jesus asked, "Do you have anything to eat?"
整夜打鱼又没有东西吃，又失望又冷又饿。
Because they fished all night without catching anything, no food and cold.
耶稣说：“把网下在船的右边。”
Then Jesus says, "Cast your net to the right side."
哪里想到他们一下去的时候，整网的鱼拉都拉不上来。
So after they cast the net, they caught so much that they couldn't get.
又怎么样？那天约翰突然叫说：“是主。”
And that day, all of a sudden, John says, "It's the Lord."
在他们最灰心、最绝望的时候，他突然觉得这么熟悉的一个这个声音做法。
And just in the lowest point, they were so discouraged. All of a sudden, this man has such a familiar voice and the familiar way of doing things.
他知道这是主的爱，他碰到了主的能力，所以他说是主。
So he came in touch with God, the Lord's love and His power. He says, "It's the Lord."
弟兄姊妹，我们这个人被神恢复，常常都是被他的爱恢复的。
So oftentimes, most times when we are restored by the Lord, we will be restored by His love.
我们被他恢复，背着他做了一些奇妙的事情，我们知道只有他能做的事。
And we were restored because we see something wonderful and knowing that only He can do it.
他们整夜打鱼。
They fished all night.
而且里面绝大部分是 professional fishermen.
Most of them were professional fishermen.
啊，他们整夜打不到，凭能力打不到的。
But yet, with their own strength, they caught nothing.
主在这里告诉他们，你们要世上的东西吗？我要给太容易了。
So the Lord is telling them a message. Do you want things of the world? It's very easy for me to give to you.
我如果要把你们所求的、你们所盼望得着的，或是世上世人所羡慕的祝福给你们的话，太容易了，让你们无处可容的。
It's so easy for me to bless you with the material things that other people in the world pursue, that I can bless you to a point that you have no room to store them.
但是那些东西不值得你们用生命去追求的。
But those things are not worthy of your life to pursue.
那些东西不值得你们今生去还过去去陷在里面的。
Those things are not worthy for you to be entrapped in.
好，所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，主耶稣要给我们丰富，太容易的事情。
It's so easy for the Lord to bless us with abundance.
但是主耶稣要把我们这些软弱的、客变十番的、背弃他的、常常灰心、没有信心的人，能够做成神手中的杰作，这是一件最难的事情。
But the most difficult thing for the Lord to do is to transform us who are weak, changeable, and often discouraged to something that's like a masterpiece in His hand.
主耶稣那天恢复了他们。
But that day, the Lord restored.
我们看见耶稣在岸上为他们生火。我跟你说，主耶稣不是说要有火就有火的哈。
That day, the Lord made a fire on the shore. He did not say have a fire and the fire appeared. He made a fire for him.
他在那个冰冷的潮湿的海边，他要生起火来，你知道这是不容易的事情。
It's not easy to make a fire on the shore in the cold morning.
他已经烤好了几条鱼，烤好了饼。在那里等着他们上来。
And he has prepared the fish and bread for them.
耶稣用他那细微的爱，用他具体的服事，来恢复了这些人的疲倦和灰心。
So he restored these people's be exhausted and frustrated, discouraged with his delicate love.
不仅仅只是满足了、应付了他们当时的需要。
He did not just satisfy their material or physical needs at that moment.
而是耶稣恢复了他们对主的爱。
But the Lord Jesus restored their love for him.
哦，让他们经历的主是这样子细微、这样子体贴，而且这样子殷勤的来服侍他们。
Because they experience the Lord's delicate and gentle and loving service.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道我讲这些故事，弟兄姊妹平常有没有经历？也许我们觉得那是很遥远的事情。
I don't know if we have experienced something like this, or we think this is so remote.
对我这样子一个服侍主的人，我觉得这样子的经历，我真的是何等的宝贵。
For me, who serve God, but such experiences are so precious.
因为很多时候我也走不下去。
Because oftentimes I cannot continue either.
很多时候我流着泪在主的面前说：“主，真的不能，不可能，我也不想干了，也不想走了。”
Sometimes I will be in my tears and tell the Lord, "Lord, it's too hard. I want to quit too."
哦，我觉得好像一事无成。
I feel I have accomplished nothing.
啊，很多的事情让你们灰心，让你们绝望。
Many things will discourage me and then make me feel hopeless.
外面绝望，里面也绝望。
That it seems hopeless outwardly and inwardly.
对环境绝望，对自己也是绝望。
And I have no hope to the circumstances and no hope in myself.
你想到常常在自己最软弱的时候，就是心中里面有一团热火，在那里有粮食，在那里有主细微的爱，在那里有那个不肯放我的爱，把我在心中恢复起来。
Often in my lowest moment, there will be a fire set kindled in my heart with bread, with fish, prepared by the Lord's most gentle, delicate love for me.
主知道我们饿了。
The Lord knows that we're hungry.
主知道我们冷了。
And He knows that we're full.
主知道我们灰心了。
And the Lord knows that we're discouraged.
主知道我们所有的需要。
The Lord knows all of our needs.
他知道怎么恢复我们。
But He knows how to restore us.
所以现在的弟兄姊妹，人子来不是要服受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人。
So dear brothers and sisters, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve.
他抓住每一个可以用的机会。
He sees every opportunity.
来服侍周围人的需要。
To serve the needs of people.
他珍惜神给他的每一个日子。
He cherishes every single day that God Father has given him.
趁着白日的时候，他说：“我要竭力的做工。”
He says, "I must do the work of the one who sent me while it's still day."
他在乎每一次与人的接触，决定不叫人空手而回。
He cares every moment that he has contact with people, and he will not let them go home empty-handed.
他总需要人能够从他的身上遇见神，能够得到祝福。
He wants people to meet God and receive blessing from Him.
他从来不轻看每一个人的需要。
He does not despise any need of man.
只要可能，他都愿意满足人的需要，能够为人解决他的困难。
If possible, He always wants to satisfy people's needs and solve their problems.
所以讲到我们的主，他这样子的殷勤。
So our Lord is so diligent.
他利用每一个日子。
He sees every day.
他利用每一个机会。
Every opportunity.
他利用每一次跟人的接触。
Every chance to have contact with people.
他都把他最好的能够服侍出来。
That he will serve all of his best.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当我们看看我们自己的人生。
So, dear brothers and sisters, as we examine our life.
我们千万不要以为侍奉就是在神家做事。
Please do not taken as to serve God is to do something at church.
这是很多人常常很容易有的误会。
This is a very common misunderstanding.
我再要说，没有一个侍奉，只有一件事情本身而已。
Let me stress it again that there's no service just a matter of things.
它都跟生命跟见证发生关系。
It all has to do with life and testimony.
它见证了我们跟主之间的关系到底是什么。
Testifies It's a testimony of our relationship with the Lord.
它彰显了我们里面生命的真实。
And it manifests the reality of our inner life.
每一个服事都跟生命、都跟见证发生关系。
Every service has to do with life and testimony.
所以，一个真正认识侍奉的人，他的人生就是侍奉。
So a person who knows how to serve his entire life is a service.
而他所有的侍奉就是为了荣神、益人、驯魔、成事。
And all of his service was to glorify God, benefit men, to destroy the work of the devil, and to fulfill God's will.
我在我手中的托付，我在跟我所接触的人，我在我所扮演的角色上，我到底能不能荣耀神？到底能不能带祝福给人？到底能不能除去魔鬼的作为？到底能不能让神的旨意成就？弟兄姊妹，这是一个侍奉的人生。
So a lifetime of service is to consider whether we can glorify God, benefit men, destroy the work of the devil, and fulfill God's purposes in everyday life and in every chance and whatever we do.
这就是主耶稣侍奉上留给我们的榜样。
And this is the example set by Jesus for us.
所以当主耶稣在地上的时候，他没有一个日子是浪费的。
So while Jesus was on earth, he did not waste a single day.
他非常的殷勤，他做工作到晚上，众人把整个城里的人都带到他面前来。
He worked very diligently until nighttime. There was one incident that the entire city came to him with all the needs.
圣经上讲到天晚日落的时候，所有全城的有需要的人到他面前。
The scripture says, at evening when the sun had set, they brought to him all who were sick.
而早晨天未亮的时候，耶稣就退到旷野里面去跟神祷告去了。
And yet, the next morning before dawn, he retreated to an isolated place to pray.
主耶稣为所有服侍主的人立的一个最好的榜样，就是他们我们跟神、我们跟人之间的那个美妙的配合。
So the Lord Jesus has given us the best example. In order to serve God, we have to have this balance between a relationship with God and men.
如果我们只是天天关起门来在这里敬拜神、亲近神，然后完全不管外面的人，弟兄姊妹，这个是我们自己活在象牙塔里面。
If we just if we just isolate ourselves and only draw close to God, we're actually living like an ivory tower.
如果我们天天在这里忙着跑来跑去应付所有的需要，但是我们跟神的关系却是被切断的，我们早晚倒下去，我们是在仇敌的诡计中的。
But if we just run around taking care of matters without having a relationship with God, sooner or later we're going to drop dead and fall into the hands of the
devil.
In whatever Jesus does, he is always connected with heaven.
他不仅仅借着退休、借着祷告、借着亲近，能够重新得力，能够得到上头的能力。
That through prayers and retreats, that his strength will be renewed.Receiving power from above.
他也是带着属天的能力，在每一个环境里面，他来服侍。
And he also serves with heavenly power in our circumstances.
能够把天真正的带到地上来。
And he was able to bring heaven down to earth.
啊，能够真正把神的祝福带到地上来。
And he was able to bring God's blessings to earth.
啊，所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们主耶稣，我们说到他的殷勤。
Therefore, when we talk about his diligence,
所以年长的弟兄告诉我们，他说服侍神的人，连一根骨头都不可以伸懒。
Elderly brother has said that for those who want to serve God, we cannot have even one single lazy bone in us.
懒的人，神不用，连撒旦都不用的。
God will not use lazy people, even Satan will not use them.
地上的老板更不用的。
And then the employers on earth will not hire them either.
好，所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，让我们在主的面前做一个殷勤的人，但是却不是一个盲目忙碌的人。
So let's be a diligent servants before God, but we do not busily. We will not be blindly busy.
我们做最重要的事情。
We do what's the most important.
我们做神要我们做的事情。
We do what God wants us to do.
我们做那些有永恒价值、能够被带到永世的事情。
We work on the things that have eternal value.
我们要做那些真正可以给我们周围的人带来祝福的人的事情。
We will work on those things that will truly bless others.
我们要做那些真正能够让魔鬼的作为被赶逐的事情。
We will do things that will destroy the work of the devil.
啊，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们希望我们从耶稣的身上看见这个榜样。
I hope that we see this example from Jesus.
啊，当主耶稣服侍完他们的时候。
After Jesus served them,
主耶稣问彼得。
Jesus asked Peter,
你爱我比这些更深吗？
Do you love me more than these?
彼得说主我爱你。
Peter says, Lord, I love you.
三次主耶稣问他之后。
Three times Jesus asked him.
彼得都回答说主我爱你。
And Peter always said, Lord, I love you.
然后主耶稣就告诉他说，你要喂养我的小羊，你要牧养我的羊，你要喂养我的羊。
And then Jesus says, feed my lamb, shepherd my sheep, feed my sheep.
用怎么样，所有被耶稣的爱服侍过的人。
All of us who served by Jesus' love before.
我们不仅仅感动他那细微，那样子卑微的爱。
We will be touched by his humble and gentle love.
而且我们几乎都会为这个爱所激励，让我们愿意出去服侍别人。
And we'll be encouraged and compelled by this love that we will want to serve others.
所以说那天完全没有用责备，只用爱把这七个门徒恢复过来。
That day Jesus did not rebuke anyone.But only with his love, he restored all seven disciples.
Oh, 主耶稣恢复了他们的爱，让他们有把握、有力量在说：“主，我爱你。”
So the Lord restored them to a point that they once again have the confidence to say, "Lord Jesus, I love you."
主耶稣说：“你真爱我吗
？”Lord Jesus, you really love me.
喂养我的小羊。
Feed my lamb.
牧养我的羊。
Shepherd my sheep.
Oh, 喂养我的羊。
Feed my sheep.
因为耶稣不久以后到天上去了。
Because soon after Jesus was going to ascend to heaven,
就像当初他在地上一样，他看见这么多人像羊没有牧人一样困苦流离，他心里面就动了怜悯的心。
Just like when he saw this great multitude without a shepherd, he had compassion for them.
他知道今天也有太多太多太多需要的人困苦流离呀。
Because he knew there's so many people that distress like a sheep without shepherd.
弟兄姊妹，真爱耶稣吗
？Do you really love Jesus?
真被耶稣的爱所激励、所感动吗
？Are we moved and encouraged by Jesus?
所有被主爱激励的人，他们一定起来，活着不再为自己活，来为那位替我们死而复活的主。
Anyone who is encouraged and restored by Jesus' love will no longer for to live for themselves, but for the Lord who loved him,
不仅仅愿意为他活
not only to live for him,
也愿意为着他的群羊而活着
but also to live for his flock.
所以主耶稣说若有人服侍我
Therefore Jesus says if anyone serves me,
他从来不强迫我们
he never forces us.
主耶稣洗完脚以后说你们若照着去做就有福了
After Jesus washed their feet, he says if you do the same, you will be blessed.
弟兄姊妹是一个不强迫的要求。
This is a request. This is not a force enforced.
给我们带来截然不同的人生。
It will bring us a completely different life.
答应这个呼召的绝对蒙福。
Those who answer this call will be blessed.
我们还是自我中心的生活的弟兄姊妹，我们不可能有满足的。
If we still continue our self-centered life, we will not be satisfied.
我们的人生也就是这样。
Then our life will be just like this.
当我们走的时候
When we depart from this world,
人家讲到我们只是会讲到我们很会赚钱有很大的事业还是觉得我们这个人是活得令人怀念的
When people remember us will they say that this person is very capable of making money or great in business or we live a memorable life
在中古时候有很多修道院都是非常辛苦的
In the old time in
他们进去要献身，要吃苦，要去做各样的服侍，要去周济穷人，要做很多的很辛苦的事情。
In the monasteries, or the priests live a very humble and difficult life. They have to help the poor.
在一般的修道院，对这些院士管的都非常的严格。
Because in the monasteries, they live very strict life.
但是却有一个修道院非常奇怪的。
But there's one that is very special.
它的大门永远是开的。
The door is always open. The gate is always open.
进到他大厅的时候，里面挂满了衣架，就是这些所有修道士当初来的时候，他们的行李都在那里。
As you enter into the lobby, you see all the clothes hung at the lobby. Those were the clothes that the priest came when they first went to the monastery the first time.
墙壁上有一大行的字说 "You are free to go anytime."
And then there are great words on the wall says you're free to go anytime.
弟兄姊妹，他从来不强迫你留下来的。
Because he never forced you to stay.
弟兄姊妹，我们希望我们没有一个服侍耶稣是被强迫的。
I hope that none of us were forced to serve Jesus.
就跟出埃及记那些仆人说，我爱我的主人和我他的一家，我不愿意自由出去。
Just like in the book of Exodus, the slaves can say, "I love my master. I'm not willing to leave the house."
明明他那一年可以得到自由，得到释放，再也不要成为奴隶了。
So the slaves had an option to stay at the master's house on the year that they can be free.
他却因为爱主和主人的一家，他放弃他的自由。
The slaves can give up this right for freedom if they love the master.
主说：“如果有这样子的人，要把他带到这个证人面前，把他的耳垂钉在木框上面一个耳洞。”
And the law says, if there's such a slave, that he should be brought to the door frame of the master's house, and then they should pierce his ear
希望我们每一个人身上都有这样子的记号。
And I hope all of us have this mark on the ear.
我爱我的主。
I love my master.
我不愿意自由出去。
And I do not want to go freely.
朋友，你有没有相信主耶稣呢？我们活在耶稣里福音事工的核心，就是用耶稣真理来引导慕道友相信永生救主，并勉励基督徒在主耶稣里不断更新生命。如果你还没有相信神的话，就请在我们网页下端点击永生之道，信靠主而得到永生的祝福。